And we are back, troops. It is episode 6 of the Real Life Podcast. Kind of half done that a bit weird there, man.
You did, aye, but like, I'll leave you to it, mate. I mean, you find your way with the intros, mate. You do what you've got. You started off with a pure phone voice, and then you went, "Ah, fuck it, I'll just chuck troops in there so it sounds normal."
That's kind of what was in my head. I was like, if I say troops, it makes me sound like myself, but... Aye, fuck it, man. How are we, Kieran?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. So I was just discussing, man, before, man. It was like, it's been an all up here quick week, man. But back here in Scotland, it's like, the weather this week, how have you found the weather this week? But you're obviously in Bali, man, but it's been pure so temperamental. It was like yesterday, I was fucking running in the snow. Motherfuck, they're talking about having like a pure snowy Easter. I'm like, what is going on here, man? But other than the weather, man, everything's been fucking cracking, man. We've got a lot of stuff that actually has been happening this week. Obviously, the event, we are now, 38 days away from the next level event. We've booked out the holiday in, man, which is going to be class, man. There are about 30 to 40 people, man. So we've just been putting a lot of stuff in place for that, man. And just kind of getting set for coming over to Bali, mate. Like, it's becoming real now, man. I'm absolutely buzzing for it, man. And then on the set, see, when I actually do break everything down, I am fucking ridiculously busy. Do you know what I mean? Between Bali, between the event coming up, man, between just everything else inside Full Reset, the photo shoot prep, fucking George has got Berlin in a couple of weeks for a week, Alton Towers and that kind of stuff. I'm like, Jesus, fuck. But I wouldn't have it any other way, mate. It's like a fucking world one, man, but it's good, mate. It's good. I've been buzzing all week from it, man. Do you know what I mean? And then I got a fresh wee haircut, so I'm feeling fucking good. Do you know what I mean? But maybe I say, mate, how are you? You've had something traumatic this week.
I've had a bit of a traumatic week, man. Like, this is probably the first time that I couldn't be arsed doing this podcast. But, like, we're here to kind of show all parts of our life. We're not here to fucking paint over shit and make out that everything's fucking rosy, because it's no, man. Like, yeah. No, I feel like this week has just been chaos. Basically, my phone gets stole on Monday at my motorbike. And kind of before that as well, we moved accommodation on Sunday, and our accommodation was like fucking, the door had like hole, like the door was made of wood. It's just the way it's designed, right? But it had like wee holes in the top of it, right? So you could hear the traffic in the street. So like, probably got about an hour's sleep Sunday night going into Monday. And then we just like, ah, fuck it. We just got on, mate. We're in a shit mood. You know what it's like when you have a shit sleep? So we went to the gym and that, came back, and then someone stole my phone. So it was just like a hectic 24 hours, man. And then for about 6 hours after that, we were driving about Bali on the bike, and I'd only just started kind of driving again. I'm pretty good on the bike, to be honest, but like the roads in Bali are just mental. So I stressed out my nut about having my phone stole, and then chasing it down on the bike, having to drive like 40 minutes, which is a long way, man. Trying to chase down the location on my iPad, find my iPhone. We got to a location that was right next to a phone shop. So we put two and two together. Phone's just been stole, and it ends up at a wee phone shop. So basically, I was fucking in there, nearly fighting with a guy. and he's like, look, I never took it. We went to another shop around the corner, and they said that if there's anyone in the area that is dealing with a stolen phone, it's Jojo. And Jojo was a guy we went to see at first. So mate. It was all just so suspect. And then we left. Then when we got back to our accommodation, like 40 minutes later, we checked the location on the iPad and it had moved. Like,
again.
It just doesn't add up, does it?
Fucking lying.
Mate, and then this morning, so it moved location to another place and it's been there for 2 days. So we thought, right, we're going to go this morning. Went to this place and it was just like, I've never been anywhere like it in my life. Like the whole kind of area is just so run down, man. And we were like, basically going up to people's doors because it was like bang on a location. So went up to people's doors, like none of them spoke English. We were trying to translate, but we weren't being aggressive or anything. We were just like, look, our phone's in this location. We were then talking to these other guys who were like working in a kitchen, but the kitchen's like open. They're all cutting fucking onions on the floor and stuff like that with machetes. And we're walking up to them, like, my phone's here. Mm-hmm. And I was like a bit wary, but Gemma's like fucking right in there, like,
yeah,
you've got his phone. And I'm just like, look, let's not get fucking chopped up here over an iPhone.
Get machetes, man.
Mate, honestly, like you couldn't write the week I've had. But like we were kind of saying before this, like I kind of dealt with it pretty well, to be honest. And like me and you were saying before, like if this was me 6 months ago, I'd have probably have fucking crumbled. But just with the last 5 months of traveling, running a business, just kind of my whole life of dealing with shit situations, like it kind of, I posted a video about this the other day, it does kind of build you up to be more resilient when shit like this happens. But it's fucking, mate, I feel pretty scunnered, to be honest, I'm not going to lie, because it's so much, it's not just the phone, man, it's like my fucking, all my memories, like my details, my bank details, I'm having to like switch stuff over and like go through insurance and chaos, man.
Like, people even think about me, do you know what I mean? And it's like, even as you said, mate, it's like, oh, your pictures, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong, I'd imagine they're all backed up to a cloud and that kind of stuff, right?
Most of them,
man. It's just an actual boic, mate, do you know what I mean? But it's quite, it's like what you've said there as well, man, is like the past like 6 months has not built up to this moment, but it's like it's a quickie for this moment, do you know what I mean? Where you're just like, all right, sound. Like, eyes with eyes, man. Like, look at the positives, man. You took your phone, mate. Fucking, that was it. Do you know what I mean?
Mate, that's what I was saying after it, man. I was like, because Gemma was a bit more upset than me just because she was pure gutted for me. And then I was like, look, we've got our fucking... And this might sound a bit like... People might think that, oh, you shouldn't think like that. But, like, we're safe. Do you know what I mean? We've got our fucking health. We've got a roof over our heads. We've got enough money. We've got our passports. It's only a phone at the end of the day. Like, see, see if someone stole a bag that had passports, MacBook, iPad, phone, wallet, bank cards. Then you'd be crumbling.
Nah, man. If anything, mate, it keeps you away from your phone for a wee bit. Do you know what I mean? Fucking 10 out of 10, mate. Do you know what I mean? So it actually gives you a wee bit of a disconnect, man. But all in, man, it's mental how, like, seeing something like this happens, man. It's like a lot of people will just go into default mode and be like, right, why scrap people? Why just fucking find it and really start going after that? Which is fucking human instinct, man. Like, we've got a fight or flight mentality. Most people go into fight mode at that point, and I do get it, man. But it's quite good, man, to know that when that happened, yeah, you had your moment, you're like, fuck's sake. But when you've calmed down, once like the kind of chimp brain is went away, you're just like, going, do you know what? I've still got my health. I've still got a roof over my head. I've still got my passport. I'll get another phone. It's sound. Do you know what I mean? And I think a lot of people would are like, although you are saying that you do feel a bit scunnered, mate, and that will be like the catalyst behind it, right? Obviously, right? But you've not let it consume you. Do you know what I mean? You're like, going, sound shit, things happen. It's life. Get on with it. Do you know? I think that's a mentality that, like, if anyone's listening to us, man, take a lesson for that. Because people, like, fucking, they'll pure catastrophize stuff that's not even as bad as their phone getting, like, nicked. Do you know what I mean? Like, their gaffer will tell them to work an extra half an hour. And the rest of the week's fucked. And I'm like, mate, it's not actually that big a deal, man. Like, just go on with it. Like, stop being so negative about it, man. Do you know what I mean? And don't get me wrong, you're allowed to be negative. I get it. Like, you're allowed to be negative, man. But your take on this whole situation, there's a massive lesson in there for people. A massive lesson. I think people should fucking take heed of it, man. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I used to be terrible for it, to be honest, man. Like you said there, like, when I used to be in the Navy and, like, we'd be, like, extended on a deployment for like a week or something, mate, and you would see grown men crying, no crying, but like grown men completely gutted and just in a bad mood for a week. And don't get me wrong, like when you get extended, when you're away and you think you're going home and you think you're going to see your family and stuff, like obviously that's shit, but like you do just need to give yourself, I always say to myself, or I say to people, like, give yourself a day or two to act like a baby and feel what shit and get on with it. Because see if you let it take over your week or your month or your year, because bad shit happens and then people write off big chunks of their life, man. And it's just, it's not as easy as that. Obviously, it's not as easy as that, but it is, like you said, there's a lesson there to be like, do you know what? Try and look at the positives. And like we were saying before this, we used to hate people that would be pure positive, both of us.
Yeah. But I was just jealous. That's all it was. It was just envy, because I was like, why can I not be that positive? And it's like, you can. You just need to put a different spin on it and that kind of stuff. And like, as you were saying there, like, we obviously, like, it annoyed us when people were like that, because we couldn't comprehend how to be like that. But again, I think when you start, not even when you go through shit and that kind of stuff, but when you start to understand that life just isn't meant to be straightforward, you start just going, all right, cool. It's just another wee fucking bump. And that's it. Like, and then you kick on from it as well. And I think a lot of people, like,
can get hooked up on like bad shit happening. But what you need to understand is, man, like bad shit happens to everyone. Everyone. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can look at like the happiest person ever and like something life-changing could have happened to them. They just know how to kind of navigate through it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, if you sit, it's like the victim and victor mindset. Do you know what I mean? If you want to sit and be a victim, sound, but you're going to be fucking very upset for a long time. If you want to have a victim mindset and fucking grab life by the balls, whatever the situation is, and before anyone says, oh, but what if this happens? I'm like, I get it, mate. It's fucking shit, but moping about it isn't going to get you anywhere. And I get it. Some people might take this in a huff and go, oh, well, you can't just say that. I'm like, well, I did. You need to just fucking get on with it. It's as simple as that. Speak your truth. Vent what you need to vent, mate. But see if it goes on beyond like 2 days or whatever the fuck it is, right? You need to get a grip and you need to pull your socks up. Nothing else is going to sort whatever situation you're in other than you try to find a positive spin and fucking getting on with it. As simple as that. And again, like what I've always said as well is you're only 2 days away from the best you've ever felt. That is facts. If you feel in a very, very bad way for whatever reason, right, and you actually are proactive about the situation, you make yourself the priority, you make your energy the priority, you will feel better in 2 days, and I will argue that with anyone.
It's true, man. I like what you said there about like the with the what if, and we the last few days, me and Jem have both like had moments where like what if,
aye.
And because I went to put my phone into Gemma's bag, and she said there's no any space, so I just put it in the wee pocket in my bike, and it's like she was beating herself up a bit, like, oh, what if I just put your phone in my bag and none of this would happen? And like, what if though? What if you can go back in time? Like we were, like she was like, well, the both of us, like, oh, if we never even came here. This is when we're in a shit mood. It's like we shouldn't have even came here, like, because we moved to Uluwatu. We shouldn't have even came here. If we never came here, none of this would have happened. And it's like, but you did. And
exactly, mate. You did, but you did. And that's it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it is what it is, man. You could have still been in Canggu, mate, and fucking somebody could have nicked your passports. Do you know what I mean? Like, exactly. That's the other what if, man. Do you know what I mean? I think, like, we do naturally get drawn to, like, the negative.
I've actually got a very funny story, man, about Gemma. And the what ifs, like, there's so many what ifs in life, isn't there? But when we first got to Australia, and we hired a car, right, and I'd no drove for 4 months, right, and it was a wee fucking Suzuki Alto, mate. The clutch was terrible, like, it was so hard to get a clutch.
So it was the clutch.
A mixture of the clutch and the fact I'd no drove a motor for 4 months, right, and we were driving down the street, we just picked it up. We went to a garage and I was like stalling in the garage and like came in the wrong way and shit, and then we pulled in and then it was like Gemma was like, we should never have fucking came here. And it was at the time though, it was like, because we had like a 2 hour drive ahead of us and I'd no fucking drove for months. Yeah. And it was like pure fucking flight mode, you know what I mean? But it was so funny, mate. It's so funny looking back on it. When she's like, we should never have fucking came to Australia. We should never have done this. But see, when you're in that room, man. But aye. It's so funny looking back. But see, when you're like in that bubble, this happens all the time in life. When you're inside that wee bubble, even if it's like just a few minutes, you're only yourself. Do you know what I mean? It is like fight or flight mode, where it's just like the world's coming in on you, man.
100%, mate. I've got pure pictures in my head as well, mate, of you just like cutting about. And like now the wee motor for the in-betweeners too. You're pure sitting there like Neil, man, pure trying to stay awake, you know that, man. Defo, man. You what? Fucking brilliant, man.
I've not watched in-betweeners for ages, man.
Oh, mate, it's part of culture, man. It's fucking brilliant, mate. It's up there with Still Gaming, that, mate. Like, it's actually hilarious, man. Honestly, man. See, when it's the one when they go to the Wizard to shout bus wankers and they stop at the red light and the guy just comes back and tags him at the motor.
Like, bus wanker, is it?
Oh, mate. Wait, who's your favourite character for in-betweeners?
I think Jay, honestly. We all know a Jay, don't we? We all know a Jay.
See if you don't know a Jay. Like, that's the way I look at it. See if you don't know a Jay, you are Jay.
You're the one that talks Hunters a shite, do you know what I mean? But I would say see Neil, fucking brilliant. See when he starts dancing and all that.
It's like in the bottom, man.
Oh, mate, see when they're in Magaluf, mate, and like they go into the wee bar, and I was like, mate, cut there. He starts doing all his mad dancing, and Will's like behind him, fucking running and all that. You're watching him with your hands, like going, oh, mate.
And then what is it after when he shags the old woman, Kitty, don't bite. Not as he's been fed. The pure,
man.
What did you say, Brummy accent?
Oh, what?
She's got like a Brummy accent.
She sounds more manly than me, mate. So what is it, the ending? Oh, you know, you've got that pure cocky added, like the pure, he's just a bit of a prick. He's like trying to hide the ticket and all that stuff. And he's like to Jay, he's like, have you got a note for obviously a passy? And Jay's got the 50 euro up his arse. And he's like, hi, mate. And he comes out, and he's got a bit of shite in his nose. Pure charging a boot, and obviously his nose is numb, mate. Can he smell fuck?
Oh, brilliant, man. Have you ever been on a holiday like that?
We done Tenerife, man. There was like about 15 years, man. It was fucking carnage. Like, aye, like, fucking less said about that holiday, the fucking better, I think.
Have you been to Ibiza?
Mate, I've never done Ibiza, mate. Never done Magaluf. When we were like 17, 18, 19 and that, we were fucking Amsterdam. We just wanted all the raves and that stuff, man. Like, I wouldn't even change it for a world, man. I hear obviously the stories for punters going to Magaluf and that shit. But, mate, I was just jumping about fucking hardcore festivals, living my best life, mate. Fucking, that is his minted, man. Do you know what I mean? That was it, mate. It was good, man. That's one thing in all, man. See, if you've never done a European festival, do it. Like, do it. It's fucking so good, man. We've done a good few now, man. It's like 40 euro for a ticket. It's not like Tina Park. It's clean. They look after you. It's fucking different gravy, mate. And even like the fucking, like the strobe lights and that, man. I don't know if it's just because I was tripping at my nut, but fuck me, it was amazing. Do you know what I mean? I should still get goosebumps from it, man. But Tenerife. What is it? What is that strip called in Tenerife? Is it a Veronica? Veronica strip or something?
I've never actually been to Tenerife.
Ugh, mate. It's like Tenerife's lovely, but then you go into that bit and it's just a fucking den. Like, it's an actual den. Like, it's fucked, mate. Like, I just came home with sleep paralysis, mate. Never slept for days, mate. Everyone in the hotel, like, they put us in the corner of the hotel, right? And it was obviously 15 years, right? So, like, we were just basically stacked above each other, like, with rooms and that kind of stuff. And I just remember, mate, like, it was the second night or something. And we were like still outside in the balcony, 3 a.m, hadn't slept in like 2 days, and just fucking screaming. Like, I don't even know what tune it was, right? But we were just screaming. And this English guy was like, it's a fucking second night. And we just started pure laughing and never heard him again. That was brutal, man. But see, when I think back to it, I was like, what a bunch of assholes. But at the time, it was funny, man. See, no, I know that's out of order, mate. Bang out of order, mate. Cunts are trying to have like a family holiday, man. And we are just fucking sitting down at the pool, man. We are about to wine at like 9 in the morning. You'll have to fuck
your own. That's also in it, man. It's like complete. And I went to Ibiza twice. I've been 3 times, actually. One time I went to Gemma and we went out of season. And it was so mad to see the place. First of all, no right out my nut. But second of all, like, quite quiet. It's actually quite a nice place. But see when you're there. See when you're there when you're on it for like fucking 4 days with like a few hours sleep here and there, man. It's just utter. It's just chaos constantly, man. It's like, well, the first time I went, it was just me and my pal, just the 2 days, man, and it was quality because we could just do what we wanted. But then the next time there was like 15 years, man, and that was just complete carnage constantly.
Yeah, man.
Because there's no point that anyone's chilling out. Do you know what I mean?
Nah, you're just on it, mate. It's like, see what you said earlier, man. I think seeing like they kind of like holidays and festivals and that. And it's like, you know, you're saying like you get a couple of hours like, here and there. Did you ever like get to the point where like you didn't really know if you slept or blacked out? I kind of got to the point now where I would just be like, I've maybe slept for 2 hours or I've just blacked out. I don't fucking know. And you're just sitting there like, going, man, I'm sitting there.
I remember an Ibiza, man. We went to one of the super clubs. Can't mind what it was. It was maybe high Ibiza, man. And we were all right out of dishes, man, and it was like, I remember looking up at the screen, right, and it was just flashing. It was a DJ called, was it Grog or something like that? I can't mind, but it was flashing up on the screen, right, and it was like random numbers and letters, and then it was like words, and it was words like powerful. It was like positive words like powerful, respect, unique, I don't know if unique's a positive word, but you know what I mean? All these mad words, right? And I was just looking at it and I was like, see when you're right out your dial, man, and it's just like, you're looking at this and it's like, that is the definition of life. It was like the Da Vinci Code. It was like I'd unlocked everything. It was as if I knew exactly what I needed today now. I knew exactly what life meant. And the next day, you're pure puzzled. You're like, what was I hinting? Like, what? I feel like I figured something out, but you just can't quite figure it out.
What does that mean? You put your head over the toilet pan, like, going, I fucking death was figured out life last night, but I can't remember, man. You're like, oh, you know
what? Fuck. I wrote it in notes in my phone so I wouldn't forget. Fucking raging, man. But that same night as well, man, like, I probably had the most, like, fried, vivid dream I ever had. So I was like, I went to bed, I was lying in my bed, and it was like I was dreaming that I was on my phone and texting people, but it felt like so real that when I woke up the next day, I checked my phone and I hadn't sent all these messages that I thought I'd sent, and my head was like fried, man. I couldn't deal with that stuff anymore, man. I can't even have a few beers. Like, I don't know how I done it back then, like, just. But, mate, it was the time of your life, man, honestly.
Like, that's
the time,
funny, you look back at shit like that and you're like, this is actually minted, man. But
you need to do shit like that, man, when you're younger. Like, see if you've never went to a festival or never went on holiday and fucking been on it for 3 days, then you've never really lived, man.
Enjoy yourself, man. No, I mean, like, do what you can. I don't think you need to go to that extent if you don't want to, right? But let your hair down a wee bit, man. I mean, have a strawberry daiquiri before 8 a.m. in the morning, man. You'll enjoy it. Trust me.
Yeah, I think it's honestly character building, I think. Like, see, you know how you know these people that have been on it since they were, like, 13, and then you know other people that didn't have a drink till they were their 18th birthday, right? Like, the kind of resilience and kind of, like, being an adult, it's two completely different things, isn't it?
I would actually vouch for that, mate. Like, I actually would. I know exactly what you mean, mate. And I'm not saying, like, if you're getting on it at 13, man, you're going to be, like, mentally resilient, right? Probably going to be the other way about, right? But it's like, there is an element. I know what you mean by that. It's like, there's an element where you're just, like, I don't know. You're just wild a wee bit differently, man. Do you know what I mean?
It's, I think, like, you just know this through hell.
Sorry,
I think, like, when you're, like, say you're 15 and you're having your first beer with your ma or da or whatever, and that you're, like, in the house, they're in the house with you, and you're, like, kind of in a safe environment and that, people look at that as, like, this pure bad thing. But for me, that's safer than someone having their first alcoholic drink on their 18th birthday, because they don't know their limits. They don't know, like, how to control anything. Like, you've been on nights out, people are on their 18th, and it's the first. In fact, I've got the best story ever, actually. this was one. I probably told everyone I know this story, like, when I've been on it. But this was, like, a story about someone that basically couldn't handle their drink. Someone that was 18 that had never really drank before, but they kind of made out that they did. And it kind of bit them in the arse. Mate, this is... Have you got a spare 5 minutes?
Mate, we've got hundreds of time, mate. Hundreds of time,
This is the best story I've got, right?
Fucking bold, mate.
Honestly, I think this would beat anyone's, like, on it stories, right? So we went to Germany with the Navy. We're doing AT week. It's called Adventurous Training. And you go for a week and it's like mountain biking and shit like that. And there was, like, some Navy boys, some Marines, some Army, kind of tri-servicing. And there was, like, 6 of us in a room. And we were going out every night for a few beers. And, like, it's good German beer, like, you don't get rough off it. So we would, like, go mountain biking during the day. And then at night time, we would have a few beers and have a laugh and have dinner. And that was it. But there was one boy that just never came out with us, right? He was a bit strange, man. He just, fair enough, if he didn't want to drink, fair enough. But he didn't even come out and socialise, whatever, until the last night. And he didn't even come out with us in the last night. He went out with the Marines, right? Fucking big mistake there for a start. So he went out with the Marines, drinking fucking hunters as they do. But he was trying to keep up. But he told us, like, the day before that he didn't want to come out because he doesn't really drink and all that. He's never really drank. And to throw it out there as well, like, the screensaver on his phone was a bird, right? And we're like, oh, is that your missus? He's like, no, it's just some random lassie for a night out. So the alarm bells are ringing straight away, man, right?
I mean, I say that's just a CD cunt. That's weird. That's weird, mate.
So he never came out with us for whatever reason. I don't know, but he thought even out with the Marines, right?
Probably, fuck's sake.
Oh, he must have thought, right, I'm going to be cool. I'm going to be out with the Marines. And we bumped into him as well. He's like, I'm out with the Marines and that. And we're like, cool, mate. It doesn't impress us. on you go, right? But he was fucking steaming, man. But this is where it starts getting good. So first of all, he was in our room. So we're kind of responsible for him in a way. So it was like a curfew. That's what happens in the Navy. So it was at 1 a.m, right? And he hadn't showed up. And obviously it's a bit weird for the guy that doesn't go out. So we had to like go and tell fucking superiors or whatever, and they had to put out like a search party for him, right? He get found in the river, right? Because we were in this wee German village. Like he's still alive, don't worry. he get found, like it was quite a small river, but he was like kind of lying half in the river, right? Absolutely blistered, man. Obviously they should never have fucking left him, but he ended up on his own. And he'd shat himself, mate. There was shite off his back everywhere, right? So he actually got found by like a German couple, and they took him back to the hotel. I think they see this kind of stuff quite often because it was like a military kind of adventurous training unit in a small German village. It's quite funny, but he got took back, right? So then we had to like look after him. So the guy who was like senior guy kind of took charge and like flung him in the shower, and he asked me, he's like, right, you hold him up. So I was holding this guy up because he couldn't stand up. He was like spewing down his cell, shite everywhere. the guy taking charge, right, was hosing him down, mate. Like getting shower gel and scrubbing this guy's arse and that. And I'm like,
oh, mate!
I must have been about 18, right? But we got him all cleaned up, man. Got him sorted. And then, like, somehow I was responsible for putting fresh boxers on him and that. Like, this guy was absolutely done in, right? And he was a top bunk. I was bottom bunk. He was top bunk. It was like 6 bunk beds. So we had to lift him up, man. And then we woke up in the morning, right? And there was a smell of shite in the room, right? And I lifted his cover up and his boxers were all brown, right? This isn't even the worst part, right? So we're like, and for us to get to Germany, right, it wasn't a flight, mate, it was a bus. It was a 24-hour bus, right? So we were leaving in a couple of hours' time to get back on that bus to Portsmouth, drive all the way through Germany, Cali, all the way back to Portsmouth. And this fucking, I woke him up, I'm like, mate, you need to get up, man. You need to pack your bag. You need to get your shit together. And he's like, what's happened? Obviously, mate.
I blacked out.
Completely blacked out. And so I'm like, mate, like, you're fucking shat yourself. And he's like, you're joking. I'm like, mate, look at your boxers. And then our guy was telling him what happened last night. And he's like, full of the fear. Of course he's full of the fear, right? But see, when we first arrived there, we got told, right, you wrecked the mattress, €70, right? So we all got changed, we all got our bags packed, because we all ended up on it quite a bit, so we were all a bit rough, but this guy was like absolutely like, you couldn't even imagine how fucking bad he felt, right? But we all got on the bus, we're all about to leave, and the owner comes running on, and he's shouting this guy's name. I'm not going to say his name, but he's shouting on him, and he's like, you, €70, because he's shouting through the mattress, and a whole bus erupts, man, and everyone's like, yes, because they know exactly what €70 means. And then he's like, I was sitting next to him, and he's like, I've only got €30 left, can you give me €40? I gave him it, and it took it. I was on the same ship as him, and it took him 2 weeks to pay me back. And I was like, mate, I've got your dirtiest, darkest secret ever. I never tell anyone about it though, because I thought.
Well, that's changed now, mate.
But this was about 9 years ago, man. But mate. It was just like, it was honestly like something. See, when the guy came on and he started shouting, €70, €70, and everyone's banging the windows, like, fuck it, yes! It was just like, it was like something in between us or something, man. It was honestly fantastic, man.
But so he's like, mate, he shat himself like at least twice. At least twice in the one night.
Right through the mattress. Then
mate,
has the
were you sleeping underneath him, but no?
Aye, I was. Aye, I woke up to the smell of shit in the morning.
Oh, Ryan, mate, the situation that must have been for. Because, oh, mate, see if the cunt above me shat himself and, like, I could see the shite, I'd be going off my nut. Then he's got the audacity to ask you for 40 quid.
Aye, and then he took his time to pay me back, and he was like, I had to keep asking him. And the weird thing is, like, I was out in Bahrain like 5-6 years later, and he came on my ship because he was an engineer and he was like fixing stuff as part of like our unit. And I just looked, like, I clocked him,
aye,
and we just looked at each other, and I just said, "All right, mate." And you could see in his eyes that he knew what I knew, and I could just tell that he was like, "I really hope, maybe, I hope he's no told anybody this story." But mate, honestly, what a laugh, man! What a laugh.
Shit happens, doesn't it? Literally, mate.
Shit happens, exactly.
Oh, mate, imagine getting hosed, shitting yourself, mate, getting somebody hosed off you, man.
The thing is, I've been on a couple, like, lads' holidays and that shit doesn't happen.
This is the point
I was trying to make, mate. It comes back to, like, no ever really going on a night out till you're, like, 18, or no drinking alcohol till you're 18.
Don't know how to handle yourself.
You need to prepare yourself.
Definitely. So you don't shit yourself.
Mate, honestly, I would love to kind of go back and just feel how he felt, like, when he woke up and realised.
Oh, fuck that, mate. Keep that feeling to yourself, mate.
I've had some fears during my time, man, but I don't think I've had one as bad as that.
No, I've no shat myself. I've passed in places I shouldn't have passed, but I've no shat myself. Do you know what I mean? I mean, that's fucking different gravy, mate. Oh, mate. Like, but how do you come back from that? Like, how do you actually come back from that? Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd just be like, you know what? Different career season, like, I'm going. I'm not, I'll get myself up, bro. I wouldn't even get in the bus. I'd be like, nah, I'll get a different bus. We'll see that.
I'm walking back.
Nah, fuck it, man. I'm starting a different life, mate, in Germany, mate. You know what I mean? Ah, mate, mental, man. Mental, let's hope.
They
don't ever need to experience something like that, mate.
I don't think I will. I think the years have passed. I think if there was any chance of anything like that happening, it's been and gone.
Nah, definitely, man. Fucking, if somebody shits herself around me, I'm like, mate, you're an adult, get away from me. It's done, mate. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't drink, mate. Don't ever drink again. Do you know what I mean? Maybe do some fucked up shit, but you draw a line when you shit yourself. Twice, I might add. Twice.
The moral of the story is you should start drinking when you're like 14, 15. Definitely,
mate. Get a half bottle in you, mate, and you'll shit yourself when you're 18. Simple as that. Do you know what I mean? Hey, guys, good way to round this off, man. That was a good story. I like that, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Thanks,
Kyle, he's telling you a lot. I've not really told anyone this. I'm like, well, it's out there now, mate.
The World Wide Web now, isn't it? So let's finish on a high, man. I'm glad that story came out of my head there. That'll give anyone listening back. Let us know what you think of that story, because let us know if you have any better ones. I honestly don't think anyone will beat that, because that is, it's that you would think that I'd made it up, but
I never. <Couldn't shout himself>. I just kind of get out of my head, mate, that you were underneath, mate. Fuck it,
you're rough a jobby, man. But let's finish it up here then. So, as always, what's the kind of biggest lesson what's one thing you've learned from the last week?
Do you know what, right? I was actually watching something on YouTube, right? Does anybody know that Mark Robber? He's like the mad engineer.
I don't know.
Like YouTube, like put him on YouTube, right? He's a mad engineer. He just creates mad shit, right? And some of his stuff's pure cool. So I ended up just watching some of his shit right last week. And basically there was a wee kid that was in a wheelchair and all that kind of stuff, man. But he built up like this mad wheelchair that can go upstairs and all that kind of stuff. Had like Nerf guns and all that, mate. It was fucking wild, right? But like the kid it was so cool, mate, right? I was pure mesmerized by it. It was like one of the pure feel-good things, mate. And basically the kid's dad, they had like a model, man, that they had it when it pure landed with his, man. I'm actually gonna talk about it tonight on your client's call, mate, as well, mate.
All right.
But it was basically my resilience is stronger than my resistance. And what they were basically meaning by that is going like, just, I have this capability, or they have this capability, just keep going, even no matter they're faced with so many obstacles in life. It's like the kid's obviously in a wheelchair, man, he can't walk and that kind of stuff, but he's still like, mate, he fucking plays basketball, man, he gets himself up and down hills, man, he still fucking looks after his health, man. He's happy. He's like one of the most positive dudes ever, man. And I'm just, I think that was such a powerful statement, man. Like, my resilience is stronger than my resistance. And I think a lot of people should take that away and go, like, you know what, I'm more mentally equipped for whatever, anything life is going to throw at me. Because fuck it, why not? Do you know what I mean? I pure love that statement, that quote that he said. So you can take what you want for it, but I was just like, just showing up like that, man, no matter your face with so many obstacles in life, man, it's fucking cool.
Aye, that's class, man. I love it. I love, I mean, I used to see a guy in the gym in a wheelchair and I just thought, fucking, like, I wish I could, you could, like, get everyone that's moaning about, like, oh, can he make it to the gym or whatever, I want you to come in and fucking watch him.
Definitely.
And then tell me your excuses after, do you know what I mean? For me, I would say it's just that bad shit is going to happen to you, man, and there's nothing you can do about it. Like, if you, like, life is going to throw shit at you again and again and again, and it's never going to stop, man. It's never going to stop. And it's kind of, I think I wrote this in my journal earlier, like, bad shit happens, but, like, how you actually react to it defines how you're going to feel after it. Because it's true, and it's not as simple as, like, oh, just be positive. But it's like, right, this has happened. Let's not worry about the what-ifs. Let's fucking just deal with the situation in hand. And I try and look at the positives of it. Are you alive? Have you got, like, a roof over your head? Have you got food? Have you got money? Because, like, the person that stole my phone, when I fucking tried to get it back, I went down a street that people would be shocked that even exists. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Like, mate, there's just rubbish everywhere, animals everywhere, rats everywhere, people struggling, people just surviving. And I'm fucking, I've lost my iPhone, but I've got a MacBook and a fucking iPad. So, like, life's going to shit all over you, but it's how you react to it that fucking defines it. But I cool, man.
Exactly, man, exactly. But no, fucking love that episode, man. If you enjoyed that story, man, like, fucking share it to your story and send us a message with a better story, man. I would fucking love to hear it, man. I mean, if anyone's getting any stories about people shitting themselves, fucking send it our way, man.
Cheers for listening, everyone. Subscribe, like, fucking share it to your story, like Kieran said. Just get it out there, man, because we're trying to have a laugh and we're trying to bring some positivity, and the more people that listen, the more people that can take something away from it, then the world becomes a better place.
Definitely, man. Get a fuck out of it and get us fucking out of it, man. Help us out and get in your
story. Help us out, man.
You know what I mean? Can you listen? Fucking make some noise.
Catch you.